Morning, Dr. Stern, dictating a 1280 kg on patient Leroy Williams on 8/5/25. Mr. Williams performed a 1280 kg period. The patient is in normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complexes are normal. Two waves normal. Period of paragraph compression, normal EKG. Next, 1280 kg. On patient Margaret Geschwind, Geschwind. On 8/5/25, Mrs. Geschwind performed a 1280 kg period. The patient's in normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complexes and T waves are normal. Period of paragraph compression, normal EKG. Next, 1280 kg on patient Lisa Fosbury, Fosbury. Paragraph on 8/5/25, Mrs. Fosbury performed a 1280 kg period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm. QRS complexes are normal. Voltage is low across the precordium. Period of paragraph compression, normal EKG with low voltage. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Valerie Thompson. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 8/5/25, Mrs. Thompson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And there's a minimal impairment of flow rates, period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 4/9/25. There's been some deterioration in the post-bronchodilator study, which may be effort-related, period. New paragraph compression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing some progression, which may be effort-related. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Lynette Watson. This goes to Dr. Snyder on 8/5/25. Mrs. Watson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there's a severe impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FPC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, still leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/8/25, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Elizabeth Phillips. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 8/5/25, Mrs. Phillips performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/6/25, there's been no significant change period, no paragraph impression. Minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Susan Ahern, A-H-E-R-N. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 8/5/25, Mrs. Ahern performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal without airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/18/25, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph compression, normal study. Thank you.